know it's competition. We all know that best guy will play.
You got to go out and produce. Guys are going to come out, you know, giving it their best shot.
That's the great thing about the NFL is it doesn't matter how you got here. It matters what you do when you get here.
Let's go, here we go.
It's not easy. You know, you're in the trenches. We don't just show up on Sundays and play football games.
Hard Knocks is a great opportunity for fans to really get an insight into what goes into this operation.
We come to work every single day, 10 hours a day. It's a real job for us.
Well, we know who's going to be on HBO Hard Knocks. In case you didn't figure that out with that little teaser, and if you're wondering who that was, remember old Joe and Matt Moore? I heard myself a little Matt Moore.
That's right.
Who, by the way, doing a little work with the Miami Dolphins, is quietly, very quietly. And Matt Moore, you're a bad man. You've been around and you haven't called. You haven't called. I know you went to the other side, the side of the team, but you never call. And the word is you got yourself a little job with the Miami Dolphins. Actually did some scouting for him.
We saw him one of the QB days, remember?
That's right. Yeah. He went out there when they were scouting QBs and did a little work. So he's been back around. But remember what that was like, right? So Hard Knocks, most teams don't want. I think everybody knows that Belichick refuses to do it because usually – you can look entertaining, but most of them make you look dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
Make you look cruel, dysfunctional. There's a side of football. I mean, it just can't look like corporate America, no matter how much you try, and I get it. And there is no way Don Shula would have done it, and if we did, it would have been boring as hell probably. And Coach Shula would have spent 2 extra hours a night making sure he produced it and got exactly what he wanted in it. And right?
Of course
so,
he would.
So I'm dying to see John Gruden. Raiders will be the next Hard Knocks on HBO coming up here in a couple of months, which means you'll get a lot of Mike Mayock in the NFL Network. You'll get Antonio Brown. He's not going to miss it. Probably Richie Incognito.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have Richie on there. Entertaining dude. And I'm guessing the 3 first-round picks will get a lot of time, right? We'll get to watch. They had a ton of high draft picks. So I believe they had 3 ones. They had a 2. They had a whole bunch of 4s. So we'll get a lot of those draft picks because a lot of them going to be playing, and they'll be talking, and we'll get to Mayock. And then, listen, John Gruden. I spent time with John Gruden doing some Corona functions over the last few years. The dude is entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like him. He's one of those guys that he always been nice when we do Monday Night Football because we always bust his chops like, you don't want to do this, man. When are you going back to the NFL? The longer you do this job, the more team. We are busting his chops. And he goes, I'm not saying I'm not taking a job, man, but got to have a quarterback. Because if you ain't got a quarterback in this league, man, and you know, he's kind of tough on quarterbacks.
Of course, of course.
He's always been a little tough on quarterbacks.
He did that rookie quarterback in the van each year with all his guys in the film. Of course, that's his thing.
So anyway, he's got Carr now, and we'll see how that goes. It's a pretty good choice, though, if you're going to do one. I thought the Jets would have been a great choice, too. But it would have been – Adam Gase would have gone nuts. That social disorder he has would have been weird. His hat would have been down from the time he got up in the morning walking out of his dorm room, right? It would have been a strange one.
But you couldn't have picked a better team with better characters right now for this because they're all going to be in one new place altogether, all these new characters. And like you said Richie, and then we got Antonio Brown. Don't forget about the crazy middle linebacker from Cincinnati
that's there now.
Vontaze Perfect is there now.
I did forget that.
So, like, there's a couple – those are the 3 names I wrote down when I saw Raiders. I wrote down Vontaze, I wrote down Richie, and I wrote down Antonio Brown. They also have a kid on the team, Ronald Ollie, that was when that Netflix show Last Chance U. Like he was pretty popular in that show too. They have got a couple guys the camera.
Yeah, yes. They're a little bit like the old Raiders. Now they're not like the old Raiders were, like all the messed up human beings in the NFL all got together. And one last shot, most of them, by the way, from when I played. And there was classic stories. There's been books out about them. Guys that didn't show up for a week, showed up for games, kicked ass in the game. All they did was win a ton of games. And but that was from Stabler to all those guys.
They had a lot of names on there, yeah.
Lyle Alzado. I mean, through the years, they have had some real classics of the National Football. They were the bad guys.
They were the bad dudes. They
played it up like nobody's business. And if you were kind of a bad guy or you were a gang member, that was your team, man.
That's it.
Right? There was no like, hey, you a gang? Hey, we got to be a Raider fan, man. And if you want to be a badass and you can't in real life,
you go to the Raiders.
That gave you a Sunday to be a badass, right? Paint up and talk like you would never talk Monday through Friday at your job and just be a complete moron.
I like it.
And you were a Raider fan.
By the way, there were five teams that were candidates. Thank God they picked Oakland. The 49ers, the Giants, the Lions, and Washington were the other teams.
No, they got
There's no
right
storylines that I really want to see in those four teams.
You want entertainment.
And we got it.
And I agree. And it'll be a chance. Antonio Brown, of course, is going to be a big, big personality in this thing. So anyway, we've got it. Most teams that do this, not to beat this up all morning, I'm not going to do it, I promise. Most teams that do it, I thought the Dolphins, when they did theirs, we just looked like amateur hour. And you were going, wow. I will never forget, somebody called me and goes, man, you guys look a little dysfunctional, the old coach. And I go, yeah. Yeah, I go, our coach is not real comfortable. I'm guessing... he didn't want to do this. Ireland looked like an idiot, thinks yep. he said, whether they got edited wrong or what, it looked bad the way he handled things. He looked like a moron, which he still is. So we had some situations in there, the whole thing with Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco, Vontae Davis. How about the leadership council? And then about a couple months later, or the next season, none of them were bad on this team anymore. The entire leadership council got cut at one point.
Nobody wanted to be on Joe's leadership, the five-man leadership. Because if you didn't lead the way Joe Philbin wanted it, you led your ass out of the building, and you were done.
David Garrard plays Marco Polo, hurt for this, and he's done.
You know, I always forget
Tannehill,
about that one.
Exactly.
I always forget. Next thing you know, they decide to give Ryan the job as a rookie out there, and we're still trying to figure out if we had any receivers. No, you couldn't make all that up. And that wasn't even a worse one because I thought last year looked the most dysfunctional of all, the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Remember the
contagious,
coach?
Contagious, bro.
The coach getting up there in front of everybody, and his coordinators are like, you guys got anything to say? I think they got to practice. We got to make them practice. I've been in your seat. We're not going to do that. Mm. And it was like, whoa. And it, sure enough, they all got fired.
All of them.
They all got fired. Everybody. The guys were sitting there, right? The coordinators both got fired.
Haley's gone. Williams gone. Head coach gone. Everybody gone.
Oh, jeez.
Freddie Kitchens made it.
Boy, yeah.
He made it.
The one man standing. And, of course, that – hey, listen. The NFL's got this figured out pretty good because Cleveland all of a sudden – there's probably more curiosity about the Cleveland Browns than any other team in the NFL.
I
know you got real good teams, but everybody's already seen Baker Mayfield take some shots at a talented running back. I think we're all sitting there going, how in the hell is this all going to play out? Odell is a guy that he's going to play hard, but if you try to control him 24/7, ain't going to work.
Good luck.
He's going to do his own thing. He's going to take. So you got a lot of different personalities. You've still got Jarvis Landry, who wants the ball thrown. I'm with everybody else. There's only one football. There's a lot of big personalities on that team. It looks great right now because they're basically coming out trash-talking the league and ready to go. And Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, get ready, mofos, because we are coming after you, which is kind of cool. Like the young cocky kids are going, here we come, led by our cocky one-year quarterback. And you're like, okay, because I want to see what happens when things don't go well.
Well, that's it, right? We're
all waiting for that. What happens when you lose a couple, you lose a heartbreaker, and the old finger pointing starts. Are they going to be a finger pointing team? Or are they all going to high road it? Nobody high roads it better than the Patriots. They lose two or three early in the year, and everybody goes, they're done. And they go, no, we're going to win 11 games, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably going to win it also, the Super Bowl. The Browns are the only other team that I would want to see on Hard Knocks, but I don't think anyone's ever done it. You know, some teams have done it twice, but not 2 years in a row. That's it. It was the Raiders and the Browns,
That would have been a first choice.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
No question.
I would have let it in there all training camp and half the season. I would have done whatever I could have done.
Especially if Duke's still on the team and that whole thing. And, you know, it would have
Kareem
just
Hunt
been,
lurking in the background. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
The whole thing of that team full of personalities would have been a lot of fun.
I just want to see Richie and Vontaze on the show once in a while go at it. like those two personalities. Somehow, some way, clip a linebacker. I don't know what it's going to be.
This is the last chance for Richie.
That's it.
And by the way, still a chance. Not that emotionally or mentally, but we got to find out what the league's going to do. But second of all, what's he have left? He didn't play last year. Does at some point he's going to be 36? Does he just go, I'm done. I wanted to give it a shot, but I'm done. I don't know. We'll see how it works. And then, but you got some guys that could, you could have some real good brawls in practice if it gets a little heated.
Yep.
Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning. Got a big show. Butch Davis going to join us this morning. FIU head football coach Ira Winderman. And one of the killer bees. We're going to have one of the killer bees. We're going to go back to the 80s with one of the killer bees. Questions I have for this certain killer bee that we're going to have on. You ever see the poster, the killer bee poster?
Of course I have, yeah.
Everybody's seen it, right?
Yeah.
The killer bee posters, nobody made any money on them, but they've kind of floated around. Every so often I see one at a sports bar, or you're going, wow, somebody got one of those killer bee posters. Mm. So we're going to be joined by a really good defense, by the way. They were really, really good and had some players and play a lot like Brian Flores' defense, the Bill Arnsberger defense. So we'll talk to this certain killer bee coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll talk to him about a lot of things, including was the field flooded by Coach Shula.
So we're never getting to the bottom of that, right?
You know what? If Coach Shula...
He'd have to admit it.
If Coach Shula did do it, it would stay private forever.
Yep.
Because Coach Shula's old school. There'd be very few people ever knew if he called the guy for the city of Miami that ran the Orange Bowl and said, flood that sucker overnight. And he goes, it's raining. He goes, flood it more. Wesley Walker's coming to town.
Slow them down.
We haven't been able to cover that son of a gun since he's been in the league. So anyway, we get there, and of course, it was the most, I still remember to this day, when you went out on the field, and even to warm up, the mud/water, because there was no system there to drain the water.
Oh, not
water.
Like the Dolphins have?
No.
Or when it's hydroponic working. Lights?
Yeah, no, yeah. None of that. But so it was over my shoe. It was the only time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was over most my shoe. You literally, the game got really slowed down. If you wanted a plow horse game, if you wanted to go to Davie and know what it's like to be a plow horse out there, that's what that feel was like that day in the AFC Championship game where nobody could throw it and Richard Todd threw all the interceptions to AJ and everything else.
They had three in that game, AJ? Yeah.
So the Jets to this day will say, and their fan base, you guys did that on purpose. You did that slow us down.
Sure.
Because we shut them out. They didn't score in that game. So they were like, they were a little pissed off. Like
I can imagine they were.
Absolutely turned Wesley Walker into a 5-flat 40-yard dash. Nobody's ever done that in the league. And you guys found a way to turn it into a plow horse field.
By any means necessary, Jim.
Yeah. No, whatever it takes. Yeah. So anyway, if it did happen, I don't think it did.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rain. But if somebody really believes that they didn't put the tarp on, that Coach Shula told him, don't put a damn tarp on the field overnight. I want that son of a gun so wet that the Jets are whining. Which, by the way, the Jets came down here and were doing whining this year about the field after Miami Hurricane game. They were down here and they were complaining the night before they came and looked at the field. They got up in the morning and they complained that the field ended up being perfect. It was dry. There was no rain, so they have to worry.
Just pushed the plug and everything drained, right?
So whatever it was, even though it just got the you-know-what beat out of it the night before, it was perfect. So, but they were all behind the scenes. We found out the Jets were doing a little whining about the field. We got a lot of stuff coming out of the NBA. We talked about the Kevin Durant blame game yesterday. Guess who led the charge for the blame game? Charles Barkley.
Of course.
Charles Barkley came out and said, it's all on Golden State. They're the bad guys. And so a lot of talk with Kevin Durant, who's going to be out for probably.
Flew to New York for an MRI.
Went to doctors.
Yep.
Must be, by the way, so I guess we got Achilles. We got the hip doctor. I'm trying to think all where the top specialists are. Top specialists for hips. Especially after the pouncy thing, anybody's got a bad hip.
Hell, right to New
hell
York.
I'm thinking about going up there for a hip. So whoever that guy is, they go up there. Say Pouncey's career, Mike's career.
Look at the resurrection he had after not being able to play games down
here. First thing Mike Pouncey said to me when he saw me, because he proved you prove somebody wrong and they let you go. They let you go. They didn't trade you.
No.
They let you go. There was no trade. And he said, I practiced every day. I played in every game. I practiced every day besides going to the Pro Bowl. That kind of makes you feel good when you do that to your old team.
Sure.
We got to go to break, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We got camps going on again this weekend and a lot of schools in town for all those camps. We'll get into all that stuff coming up with Butch Davis in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, we got to do a little radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Radio.com.
You've been asking these guys all morning if there's somebody to blame.
Yes,
there is somebody to blame. The Golden State Warriors for putting KD out there. Listen, that was not right. You know, if you go back and look at the last 2 weeks, the article comes out, KD's worst nightmare, the Warriors are winning without him. Then you come out, you read the articles, the Warriors are really unhappy when KD won't risk his Achilles. They're frustrated with KD. Now this man has to be feeling some type of way. So I blame the Warriors for KD getting hurt, and I don't care what they say about it. They shouldn't have put that man out there. And you know how I know it? Because he blew out his Achilles.
All right, there you go, man. I knew yesterday was going to be a great day for national sports shows to get into the blame game. You know, we got to kill a little time between games. And so the team's getting blamed. They asked the doctors. Let me ask you. Now, we've all had a day to think about this. Kevin Durant, we know he's out for a year now. I'm shocked we didn't find out yesterday. I know we'll find out today on MRIs and everything.
That'll come out and you'll know
the
right
best
away.
Doctors mm-hmm. and whoever was handpicked in New York for this one. I had a lot of time to think about it. And I know it's 2019 now, no longer in the 80s when it was really bad in the medical field and how much better it's got. You get second opinions. You can go see any doctor you want. Matter of fact, teams want you to, you know. Everybody's trying to have a good relationship between player, team, and medical field, and they're all tied in. They really are all tied in together. So, I thought about it a lot last night, and I heard Charles' comments yesterday, and he's just flat out blaming. I do agree with some things. First of all, every player wants to play.
Sure,
you never want to let your buddies down.
No,
very seldom. I don't care how much you make, whether you make $30,000 in the old days or $25 million today, you want to be out there and you want to be part of it. So, but this goes back. Now, was he feeling pressure? Maybe a little bit, of course. I'm sure he was. But to blame the media for articles, and there were a lot of media people said he's worried about it, getting his new contract, and he checked out on this team. There were articles. We saw articles like that. But I go back to medical field. And we're never going to hear those doctors. Those doctors' names are never going to be the doctors behind
the
scene.
Of course.
Whatever doctors were in on the process, we found out there were a lot of doctors who were like Kevin Durant's one of the most valuable human beings in sports that we have anywhere. He's that good. So he went to the best doctors. I don't want anybody to think he just went with like the local team doctor there
who's
giving physicals and goes, all right, doc, you know, I always liked you. What do you think? I mean, they went to big time doctors with that are good with the calf, the Achilles, and that part of the body because they're pretty much real close to being connected there. But we're never going to have an article ever written where a doctor's on the front and goes, this doctor's to blame. Here's a group of doctors that made the bad decision for Kevin Durant.
No.
But
if the quote was real from the staff to the coaching and the player that you can't get any more hurt.
Well, it had to be.
I'm sorry. That's where someone made a huge mistake.
If the medical field tells the president of the team, and if you're with me, you know, I just feel strongly, because I've been through it a long time ago, and I care. I care, and I watch that stuff now, and I've watched the good and the bad with the Dolphins through the years. And I know basketball is different than football, but they all have the same kind of injuries. There's a lot of Achilles problems in both sports. But if the medical field says to the president / GM and owners, if the owners are involved, we think he's good to go. He's had a month to rehab this, even though it might be some discomfort. I think he's fine and he can play and he won't hurt it. We've checked with 7 different doctors that we all respect. We've asked them to all look at it, and they all feel the same. So the team's working off that. They're going, all right, we're not doctors, you know. Obviously, we need them. We might not win this series if we don't have them. We're in bad shape right now. We're down 3-1. But I don't know if I blame the team. Are you a team blamer? I don't have a problem with it.
I think I am to a point because if there was a chance that he could be more injured. Now, I know that the two things are going to be a little bit different because one's a calf, one's the Achilles, and they're close, but one's not necessarily associated with the other. But it sure looked like the exact same thing happened. It looked like he just took a wrong step, and the exact same thing
I know
happened.
What happened, but I want to we've seen the injury. I just want to know,
I'm blaming the medical staff because of the fact that they said you can't get more injured. Go play.
So you're not blaming the team?
Well, the medical staff told the team. I don't think the team went to him and said, you need to play tonight. You have to play. I think the medical staff cleared him, and that's where the problem was. That's where I think it was.
Until they come out and say that one thing had to do with the other, you know, it is possible that no one's to blame.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's possible that this is just a freak thing that happened.
No, things things
cut and got hurt. Like, things, it's happened to a lot of elite athletes, that injury.
Things, but it just looks happen. The same exact same thing that happened to him before.
But until they come out and they say that one thing has a direct correlation to the other, like the calf is the reason why he split his Achilles, like, I don't know why.
Well, can I tell you an interesting
together.
One I have learned through the years with doctors is doctors don't badmouth doctors.
No,
you will never get a doctor to come out and go, hey, I'm having a press conference. This is one of my things I specialize in. I want to let you know that the way those doctors handled that, they knew, unless you get one of those like we get in sports, like every day, we're probably never going to know.
You're right.
Because this goes back to the old day. Everybody knew that our team doctor was struggling. And I'm trying to be nice because he passed away. And yet, I was always bothered. Everybody knows, but he still had this big practice because he was known as the Miami Dolphins guy, and nobody had the basketballs.
To call him out.
To say, hey, man, you got to go practice on your own. We don't want you affiliated with our hospital. We just, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that hasn't worked out. A lot.
It's a pretty big title to have when you're a team doctor.
So,
do you blame anyone for this? Are you throwing anyone in the blame category?
I just think the medical field, if you're going to do it, but there could be a chance that if all these doctors felt that strongly about it and studied it and said he's good to go, you know, they're giving you their opinions. And something that's very specialized. Hell, I wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
No,
none of the teammates would know. None of the writers know.
No.
None of the media people know. There's only a group that looked at that. I don't know. It's really interesting because it's just such a huge name. If it was anybody else, if it was Looney that blew out his Achilles or anybody else.
It would still matter, but not matter even close to this. You're right.
We wouldn't be breaking down the blame game. But I told you the blame game was coming, man, because we love to blame people.
No, you were right. It was all morning yesterday
looking
for someone to blame.
Yesterday.
And, you know, no one comes up with the, you know, hey, maybe this is just a fluke accident.
When something
someone's
happens,
gotta get blamed, right?
When something happens and it's bad, and it's not tragic. The guy's not passing away and he's not in trouble. He's going to be out of basketball for a year, and he's still getting a max contract in the big picture of us overreacting to this. He's going to be back at 100%. He's going to work hard. He's going to work under the best trainers in the world. He's going to be back at 100% and play for another 3 or 4 years, maybe more, whatever he wants to play. But I do understand right now he's out. He's going to be out this year, and we're doing the tragedy of the NBA and all this stuff. But it's the same thing when we see something happened to somebody. Everybody wants to know why. Somebody passes. Something happens. It's a freak accident, and we are looking. How'd that freak accident happen? Was it stable where he was working? Was the car in good shape? What'd the boss say before to him? You know, we're
that's
always
why it's called
like,
a freak accident.
We gotta have somebody to blame when things happen.
Let me read you a couple texts real quick. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. They said the calf wouldn't get more injured. Football players tear their Achilles all the time in non-contact practices. He just stepped the wrong way. That's kind of what Hollywood said there, that it was maybe just a fluke.
It could have been.
Yeah, okay.
I don't, by the way, you see it. It wasn't some violent thing. You're right. It was
no,
just
it was a. It looked like a pop or something happened.
But, and nobody's gonna do that coming off that injury. And,
no,
and
of course not.
And there were reports he had bad practices because he didn't feel right.
That's it. All right, here's another one.
I have no idea. Same way Barkley has no idea. Like if
no,
the two
no
injuries,
one has any idea.
If they come out and they say that, you know, the two injuries are related, and that he came out too early on the calf and all that, that's one thing.
I don't think unless...
They seem to be two different things.
Unless, like, if I tried to get a doctor on that's done these, and we got a group of doctors down here that I'm good friends with, I don't think they come on the show. If I text them right now and they're driving in, they're doing surgeries
you
at
gotta
7
be really
o'clock.
Careful.
My surgeries are always at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you're here, you're prepping right now. At 6:30, you're getting prepped.
I like being the first guy in the morning with the doc.
Well, you don't want to wait, right?
They all come in, they all say, good morning, Joe. Before I put you to sleep, I wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you. So, but they're staying out of this. They're not touching this.
Yeah. Someone said if he had a real Achilles injury, he would have needed surgery anyway, right? Well, I would have taken the same chance as him. I don't know. They
I don't know either.
They said calf. They didn't say anything about Achilles before this.
I don't know
this.
If you build the calf back up. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, and we always laugh about this, but it's true. We're better off when we don't play doctors in the morning. I think that was part of yesterday we probably didn't do a very good job with. We probably shouldn't do that. We should probably stick to conspiracy theories and stuff. We're a little better at that with the Big Poppy thing.
Sure.
Something like that, which, by the way, somebody was salty with us yesterday with that. That's friends with Big Poppy, felt that we were accusing him before we know, saying there's a lot of stuff out there. And I said, well, that's fine.
Just going off what we read.
I go, that's fine to this person. I said, but throw out the robbery theory, okay? I mean, I'm done with that. That one's got no shot. Even the police came out, yeah, let's stop with the robbery. Nobody runs in the middle of a place and shoots a guy, takes off running. That didn't look like a robbery to get to his wallet or something.
All right, how about this? Not two different injuries. I'm just a regular Joe, and my orthopedic told me my calf injury is a precursor to an Achilles tear.
Ooh.
The calf and the Achilles are related. Pay attention to how Kevin Durant, his right calf contracts violently. Believe it or not, the strength of the – oh, no way I'm going to know that word. And the muscle contracting so quickly, forcefully, is what tears the Achilles tendon.
But it wasn't a violent stop and go. Like, we've seen him pull up and
take
shots.
It was a pop, yes.
Where he's going hard and he pulls up for a jumper. That's violent.
If we find out the calf –
I don't
a
know.
A pop of the calf can lead to an Achilles tear.
By the way,
then maybe you blame the medical.
How many doctors yesterday?
We're talking about this?
In every sport, got together with their group. I can hear them at Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables all sitting around going, hey, before we get into surgeries, what do you think about that thing? Oh, man, I'm glad I'm not that sports medicine team, our best player and one of our best players going through that, and the way it was set up, because it didn't just happen where he's healthy and he got hurt. Well, you can't blame anybody. I mean, he's been out for a month.
That's it.
And now, you know, was it pulled? Was it torn? The calf? And I don't know the connection. I never thought. Do you ever think we got the playoffs here going on and we'd be talking about was it torn?
No.
Should he have played? Should he not? I mean, seriously.
You would think after a month he's going to come back, be perfect, and there'd be no problem.
But we are in a blame game society right now for
everything.
Are you
buying all this stuff, though, like the text that Zach just read? Like, are you buying this stuff? Like, if they really thought there's a chance this guy could get severely hurt, they would have rolled him out there?
No way. No way.
Guy's one of the elite athletes in the world.
Those days are over. Those days did happen a long
time ago. With a
big
contract on the way.
That's right.
Huge contract.
Nobody. Those days are long gone. Those days are done. There was a day where we shot guys up and they played till they couldn't play anymore. Said, sorry, I told you there wouldn't be anything from all these needles, but you're in bad shape. You're done. Those days are over.
Like, if that texter's accurate, you don't think Kevin Durant knew that?
I would
you don't
hope
think one
he
of the doctors
that, yes.
that he was working with, probably the best doctors in the world, who have no rooting interest in the Warriors winning, you don't think one of those guys would have said, hey, you could really get hurt?
That's it. Hollywood, that's a very good point. Like a lot of, I hate to break it there, but there are a lot of medical doctors that looked at his Achilles and his injury and his calf injury that could care less about who wins that series.
Right.
Hate to break it, not that many people in the big picture care about Kevin Durant in the NBA.
Maybe the doctor stayed at Holiday Inn Express the night before. Someone just texted him. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he's a Holiday Inn guy.
Wouldn't he have been sharp then?
From a good night's sleep.
And their breakfast. The continental breakfast.
That little breakfast got Doc ready to go. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to do. Yeah. That yesterday was made for radio and all the talk shows. I mean, to bring out your best conspiracy, blame, you could surround it. And if you hate teams, this was a great opportunity to hate a team.
Somebody wake up Barkley. That's what someone said yesterday morning. Somebody wake up Barkley.
Get
Barkley.
We'll get something real good from Charles. Yeah. You know he's salty because he's from old school too. Probably a lot of stuff went on when Charles was playing that he wasn't real happy about. Radio.com. Radio.com.
We got a game 7 in hockey tonight, and you can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. You heard all the games of the Stanley Cup Finals between Boston and St. Louis right here on WQAM. Pregame starts 7:45, broadcast on QAM, sponsored by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for the summer sticker sales events happening now through July 1st. Hockey on Miami's Hockey Station, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
All right, we got a lot of other stuff going on besides the Kevin Durant situation and all the different parts to it for his future and max contract, which, by the way, every team in the NBA will offer him a max contract and eat it for a year to have him for three. Or in the case of Golden State, who will offer more money than anybody, he'll get an extra year.
164 is what you could offer him if you're not Golden State. But if you're Golden State and you want to keep him, it's a 5-year, $221 million max.
Why?
The super max.
Why would you want to leave? After what just happened, there is no question they're going to offer him a max contract to keep him. He's that good. And even if with him sitting out for a year, they're gonna be a top 4 seed in the Western Conference and go from there. So anyway, I think that will happen. Speaking of athletes, I always love when Forbes, I don't know why I enjoy this, Forbes came out with the world's 100 highest paid athletes. And do we always do this? Does it always seem like the top two guys are always Messi and Ronaldo?
Since they've really come out with this list, yeah, it seems two, like, soccer guys. Yeah.
Messi and Ronaldo, like, we get so busy talking about LeBron and Tiger and Michael Jordan, and I look and I go, wait a second. Messi's making $127 million playing for Barcelona. Ronaldo used to play for Real Madrid but got a huge contract to leave. He's $109 million a year. And Neymar, who, by the way, apparently that relationship's about ready to blow up, plus he's got a few personal problems right now going on that need to be taken care of, like being accused of rape.
Yeah, be careful.
Neymar is three at 105. So the three guys that have everybody, kind of the three names everybody knows, and if there's somebody else in there, I apologize for you real smart soccer people, but Messi, Ronaldo, and Neymar are the big cats. Messi had another huge year. Just looking at his stats last night, LeBron comes in at 8, and Tiger is back. He's at 11. With that, the weird one for me out of the whole list.
Just, I know where you're going.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
81. Like, what? Something's wrong, man. Tom Brady comes in the 81st highest paid athlete. Nobody's winning more championships than Tom Brady.
No.
$27 million total because he's taken I still don't understand it. And I know rings are important. I know his wife makes a lot of money. But we all have a little pride, right? And when you're – does Tom Brady – and I know he has been the ultimate team player. Forget about how good he is and where you rank him. Tom Brady makes a total of $27 million, which means his endorsements are almost his base salary. He makes $15 million base. $15 million base to lead that team. They should still be paying him for what he did to Atlanta in the last quarter and a half.
Where's the bonus for that? It's amazing how many football players are on this list, and Tom Brady's 81.
Well, there's a lot of guys.
I know, just signed new deals and have that upfront money. That's fine.
They're all front-loaded.
But you used to look at some of these guys in this list, in this top 100. I think the one funny one that I do is the Marlins almost had this guy and signed him to the big deal years ago. Pujols is still on that list. Pujols is like 115 years old. He's number 73 on the list.
And there you go with the old baseball contracts when they're giving out 10-year deals at the end when you're not as good and everybody complains. So he's making some big dollars. But Tom Brady is making – now, Tom does some commercials, too. He $27 million total with endorsements, base salary. Of course, his wife makes a lot more than that. So
in the family, as sad as that sounds.
It still, though, sounds really weird that he has bought into this. And by the way, will we ever have a quarterback ever again that says – I'll take a lot less if it'll help us. Just get me some good players around me. I want to get rings.
No.
Like Tom Brady is literally throwing away money right now because of this. You know, these rings all of a sudden are a lot more important to him than making all this extra money. Although his wife, one of the top earning females in the friggin' world for what she's been able to do with her perfumes and lipstick and
supermodel.
Makeup and still really, really out there doing a lot of great stuff. But Tom Brady, 81 on top 100.
That's scary.
And you said all those quarterbacks, even though those contracts are
– I know. They're all – there's bonuses and front-loaded. That's fine. But just to see him that far down in the list is almost ridiculous. And we also had a little Miami Heat player on the list.
Yeah. He should be embarrassed to be on that top
100 list. Hassan Whiteside, number 89 on this list.
Hey, God bless all of them. They get paid, man. Hey, they didn't do it. You can't blame. I got to take a step back after I said that. You can't blame Hassan Whiteside. You know, they gave him the money. Pat Riley gave him the money.
Right.
That's why Pat's going, let me coach him this year. Hey, Spo, get out of the way. I'll coach him. He's good. Yeah, you're the one who gave him the damn money. You should coach him.
Should look at this list and see how many just above average NBA players are on this list. We're not talking the Durants and the LeBrons of the world. I'm talking about the Otto Porter Juniors of the world that made this list. Harrison Barnes of the world that are on this list.
I love all these other top quarterbacks as they're going, yeah, I want to win, but oh, I need to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron Rodgers. All the other guys are on there.
There's so many players
new,
on this
new
list.
Contracts.
Yeah.
There's a
you think
bunch
Matt
of
Ryan's
going
to take a pay cut? Come on. And his wide receiver, there's a massive deal out there for him
I always wonder what they say to Tom. Like, Tom, listen, these rings are great, but, I mean, this thing's about making money too, man. Like it's a team. The team's got to deal with that. And I know, but Belichick asked me if I take less, he can get me some better players. And I like having better players, and I love playing in Super Bowls. That feels like $20 million when I get to play in that Super Bowl and all these rings that you guys don't have.
Six rings.
By the way, not a lot of guys that do that.
No, there's not that many at all. Joe, that's like it's like the unicorn in the room when you find a guy like that.
Tom Brady is probably left by being friendly to the team, if you think about it. Probably close, definitely $50 million.
I was going to say closer, between $50 and $75 million.
Probably closer to $75 to $100 million by just not saying I need to be the highest paid guy. I'm doing things nobody else is doing. Going back to that Atlanta game where he just took the last quarter and a half.
He ripped the heart out of that Atlanta game.
He just throw after throw, even in the big games last year, you know, his guys. So anyway.
By the way, God bless Carmelo Anthony.
Is he still on that list?
42nd on the list, $34 million last year. Did the guy play basketball last year?
Played a couple of games with Houston.
$28 million salary, $6 million endorsements. 42nd on the list.
Who's giving him endorsements out of sports?
I don't know.
Must be a shoe.
It's got to be he's part of the shoe deal. $34 million he made last year, Joe.
Crazy. We got a 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Butch Davis going to join us in a 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about recruiting and camps, and we'll have some fun with him. He was with Jimmy for a long time. We'll ask him about being around, who's been the best. I always love this. Who's the best recruiter and what makes a really, really good recruiter? Why do some guys suck recruiting and you have to leave at the office and they're really good at X's and O's and other guys are really, really good recruiters. I've heard Jimmy talk about the recruiting Butch did in Texas. He said he was getting guys who were like, he was good. He was real good. And, of course, he was with Jimmy for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's right. Radio.com. Radio.com.